Hare Krishna. Welcome all of you again for a Srimad Bhagavatam lecture. Our today's topic is Gopa Ashtami. Hare Krishna. So few things from Brahma Vimohan Lila I thought I must discuss before I go to the new topic. There is a scripture called Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Let me chant first mantras. Om Akyana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakada Mayam Dadati Svapadantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare Hare. So there's a scripture called Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which is written by Sanatan Goswami Maharaj. And Sanatan Goswami Maharaj writes very elaborately many things about bhakti. In that scripture, there is a mention about Brahma, that Sri Krishna is expressing his heart, saying that these demigods, they keep coming to my place and keep disturbing me. They commit an offense and then they repent after that, realizing their mistake. They first commit mistake, then they realize their mistake. And then they start offering elaborate prayers and I get so much held up and stranded that I am very eager to go back to play with my friends, and then I have to keep on standing there to hear their prayers because I cannot displease them by walking off. So at one point of view, Sri Krishna was very intently hearing the prayers, but at the other, inner mind of Krishna was waiting very eagerly to Brahma to finish his prayers so that he can join the cowherd boys. Because one thing we should note, that when Brahma stole the cows, cowherd boys and the calves, he was in separation from them for 1 year. Although he was Krishna, all the cowherd boys and calves were Krishna's, but internally that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was a cowherd boy in Vrindavan, in Nandagaon Barsana, he was missing his friends very much. On top of that, after missing the children for 1 year, Brahma is now repenting. Brahma has brought the children back and they are already at the banks of Yamuna, and they are not taking any food because Krishna has not returned, and he is very eager to go, and Brahma is still offering prayers. 40 long heartfelt verses Brahma is offering, and Sri Krishna is waiting there when he will finish. And when he completes his prayers and Brahma returns, Krishna goes back to the cowherd boys, and they are already there in the lotus position, lotus arrangement. And what they first thing they say, we have not taken one morsel of food since you have left. We have been waiting for you to come and join us. And we are very hungry now because we are waiting for a long time. Please come and eat with us. So another sadness, you know. I made the boys wait and they were hungry. They did not take any morsel. I told them to eat. I will come back soon. But still, they did not eat because they love Krishna so much. So this is Krishna's mindset. Even when Indra was repentful, he came with Surubhi and offered Dandavat Pranam and was saying sorry. And you know, Krishna was eager to go back and play with his friends, you know. He was not interested in actually speaking, hearing the prayers, but as a thorough, gentle personality, he waited there, you know, apparently keeping his own innermost drive, innermost eagerness to go back to his friends and play. He is standing there. You know, at many times we do that. You know, we have urgent meeting and some devotee comes with so much difficulties and he is going on and on, opening his heart, and our pressing need of going to a meeting is there also. But still we allow the devotee to speak and get delayed for the meeting and tell, "I'm sorry, I'm late," but you don't go because you are quite empathic in that case. So Krishna is showing his empathy also. And Krishna is also in innermost core of his heart, he is very eager to go back to play. So this is a very wonderful glimpse in the heart of Krishna. And the second point is, I wanted to, because this Brahma's prayers at the same time are so genuine and so heartfelt and so moving and so nourishing and so much teaching good lessons to all of us. So first thing is that, which point struck to me, in 10th canto 13th chapter 62nd verse, where Brahma is now already, you know, repenting. He saw all the Vishnu forms, he saw the devatas, and he saw them disappear, and Krishna is standing in, and he saw all Vrindavan with Kalpavraksha, Chintamani and everything. So he immediately jumped down from the swan and he offered his repeated dandavats with his four heads, bejeweled with very effulgent crowns. And what did he do? He shed unlimited amount of tears and he bathed Krishna's feet. So it is mentioned here, Natva Mudashru Sujalair Akruta Abhishekam. So Sukadeva Goswami is mentioning the word Sujalai. Sujalai means it's a very auspicious, pure water. And Akruta Abhishekam means he did Abhishek. Akruta means he did. Abhishek means Abhishek, we know, bathing. So, very significant point to note is, I understand those who do deity worship, they understand that the nail or the sweat drops or the tear drops or any other liquid coming out of body, maybe some pus or some serum or something else, cannot touch the deity while you are doing deity worship. Even in Brajbhumi, you know, these Goswamis, they eat a fragrant paan. Why they do eat fragrant paan? Because their mouth may be smelling bad. Mouth can smell bad. It's natural. But why should Krishna be disturbed by the bad odor of the breath of the deity worshipper? So they will eat some ilaichi or eat some paan. The same way Jagannath Puri pujaris also eat some paan and go to deity worship. The idea is that the nail is like a stool, is like a waste product. Sweat also is like mala, a waste product coming out of body. And tear also is a mala padartha, like the waste product coming out of, it's an excreta coming out of the eyes. So our tear drops, our sweat drops, our nails should never touch the deity when we are worshipping deity. But still, Sukadeva Goswami is saying that these tears, which are actually touching the feet of Krishna and bathing Krishna, it is not a deity of Krishna, it is Krishna himself. So is it not impure? But Sukadeva Goswami is still mentioning Sujalai, very auspicious and pavitra jala. Why is that? Because they were not actually tears of Brahma. They were actually Brahma's heart melting in love and ecstasy and devotion, which was coming out in the form of his tears from his eyes. And that's why Krishna also very lovingly, happily accepted the abhishek offered by his torrential tears. So, this is one important point to note, that although Brahmaji's tears were accepted as sujal, but we have to take care of our tears, sweat drops, nails, all those things which come out of our body, and be as clean as possible from all points of view, so that we don't displease or don't discomfort Krishna while we are dressing Krishna. The next important point which I wanted to tell you from, there's something called as Braj Bhagavat. I mentioned to you many times. So in that it is mentioned that Krishna was still carrying dahi bhat or the curd rice, yogurt rice in his hand. And in Braj Bhasha and also in Sanskrit, one of the meaning of bhat is bhakta, that is devotee. So Krishna was expressing to Brahma or to expressing to himself within his heart that Brahma has stolen all my friends and I have been bereft of the association of my friends, my devotees. At least let me keep this devotee in the form of bhat in my hand. That's why he was having that bhat in his hand while he was appearing to be bewildered, wandering, searching his coward friends. So dekam sa pani kavalam parameshtya chashta. Kavalam means that hateli, you know, in onzal, Marathi means it says onzal. In that he was carrying sa panim, in the hateli of the hand, he was carrying kavalam. Kavalam means that dahi bhat, or you can say ghas or grass in Sanskrit. In Marathi we say ghas, one morsel, and that morsel was in his hand. So this is second point. In the third point, in the next chapter, 14th chapter of 10th canto, third verse, very beautiful verse, shrutva jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya varta. This is a very famous sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam. This has been chanted by acharyas so many times, and we hear so many times. So shrutva, that means hearing, jivanti means in our lifetime. Sanmukharitam, what is the meaning of sanmukharitam? Keeping ourselves predisposed to the front of the Lord. Sanmukha, how we keep ourselves in front of the Lord. Bhavadiya varta, bhavadiya varta means all the discussions which are very auspicious, which are very purifying to the heart and soul of the listener and of the describer. So what do the devotees do? Devotees are all, how do they spend time? First of all, how they don't spend their time. That is very important. How they don't spend their time is, they do not spend time in, gossiping, finding faults in others, or discussing useless things about market trend and saris and shirts and pants and new gadgets. That's not necessarily a criticism, but it's simply a waste of time in discussing fruitless things which are not helpful in our bhakti progress. So how do devotees spend time? Avyartha kalatvam vaishnavatvam. They do not spend time doing anything which is not useful in progressive life of Krishna consciousness. So what do? They constantly hear and chant the glories of the Lord, or discuss topics about the Lord, like the coward boys in the evening when they will come and gather at Chaurasi Khamba. What they would do? They would discuss what happened today. What did Krishna do today? Whom did he kill today? How was he protected today? How was he in danger today? What should we do tomorrow to protect Krishna from dangers like today's dangers? That is called Bhavadiya Varta. Bhavadiya Varta means topics, discussions centered around only Krishna and his devotees. And my dear devotees, it is not difficult. It is only a matter of determination. All of us can do that. All of us, moment some nonsense discussion, irrelevant discussion, useless discussion start, we can just intelligently turn the topic to something else but about Krishna. Like when family members come at home, when there is a marriage festival, marriage ceremony, when there is some home function, when everybody comes together, many of them are non-practicing devotees, and they start talking about things here and there, all kinds of gossip. And the devotee has to be expert in bringing the discussion. If you have to be sitting there, you have to bring the discussion somehow to temple, somehow to Gaushala, somehow to the GV farm, somehow to the picnic yatra we had, somehow to the whatever topic is. They talk about you know, going to Kulu Manali or Darjeeling. You talk about going to Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri, what happened there, some scintillating events we should tell. Why we can do that, how we can do that? If you are determined. If Krishna is the most important priority, the topmost priority in your life, then you can do it. So it is explained here, simply by hearing and chanting the katha of the Lord, they perfect their lives. Those who daily hear and read and discuss about pastimes of the Lord, although they are situated in the normal social situations, for example, like us, we are grihasthas. Some of us are working in commercial venture, some of us are retired, some of us are studying, some of us are, you know, so many things we are doing. Some of us are housewives, cooking at home. That means simple things, they are not extraordinary things. We have to work, so we are working, we have to be at home, and so we are at home. We are cooking, taking care of children, earning money, spending money for household matters. So even though we are in this so-called normal social conditions, if we make it a point that daily we chant the holy name and daily we hear at least one pastime of the Lord, then what happens? It is explained that in this very lifetime, without going to holy places, the devotee will attain the Lord and attain the bhakti for him. Although the Lord is very difficult to attain, he is mentioned in this verse as Ajita. Nobody can conquer him, nobody can get him, nobody can capture him. He is very difficult. Yogi bhir dhyana agyamyam. Yogis cannot capture him. So difficult is adokshaja. Our senses cannot capture him. That same difficult Lord becomes not only captured, but becomes controlled, becomes bound by the love of his devotees. I repeat again, when we focus our consciousness in chanting the holy name, in talking katha of the holy name, or talking about the Lord's service, about the Lord's devotees. There are many varieties of topics we can choose if we are very bored with only one of them. But if we do it avoiding all the gossips and prajalpa, then even though we are grihasthas, worldly men, we cannot go to holy places maybe because of the corona situations, everything is locked. Now it is getting open, but when it was locked, what is our rescue? Our rescue is Krishna Katha, Gaur Katha, Jagannath Katha, Ram Katha, Narasimha Katha, Hari Katha is our rescue. We don't have to worry, oh, I have to be staying in the four walls for all these days, months together. No, you are not in the closed chamber of four walls. You are in the holy place, you are in the most holy place, wherever there is Krishna Katha. All the Upanishads, all the Vedas, all the Tirthas, all the saintly people, all the Ashta Chiranjeevi souls, they all are present over there. So don't look at the walls externally. Feel the presence of the Lord himself who arrives there when you discuss his katha. Feel the presence of the great souls who are around you invisibly. Feel their presence spiritually. And don't feel you are missing anything, because Lord has made your life in such a way that no material impediment can stop you from becoming Krishna conscious, as per Rupa Goswami's statement. No material impediment can stop you from advancing in Krishna consciousness. So, Shrutva Jivanti Sanmukharitam Bhavadiya Varta. Let us all determine ourselves that we will be always engaged in Bhavadiya Varta. Whether in morning we speak about Ram, evening we speak about Krishna, and on Sunday we speak about Mahabharat, or in April we speak about Lord Ram, and again May we speak about Lord Narasimha, and after some time we speak about Lord Vamana during the Onam time. Doesn't matter. Lord has given you enough variety to keep yourself variegatedly happy and engaged in listening about his pastimes and discussing about his pastimes. So the Lord, they attain love for the Lord, and their body, mind and soul become totally captured by the lotus feet of the Lord or by the Lord himself. And then there is no other distraction. And such devotees are able to bind the Lord with love. The Lord becomes theirs and they become the property of the Lord. Such a beautiful situation of life. If you become captivated by the Lord and the Lord captivates you, and mutually both of you are captivated and bound in each other's love. What else do you want in life? Because this is the ultimate bliss and happiness of life. Then the fourth verse of 14th chapter, which essentially mean that kalyana, that is welfare of the living entity, is only bhakti and nothing else. We should not waste our time in acquiring knowledge, performing karma, desiring the fruits of the karma, or acquiring knowledge to develop vairagya. These are not the things for which we work hard or should be working hard. We are supposed to work hard. I give example to you. When a farmer cultivates, you know, he puts rice. So he is not working for bhusa. He is not working for the coverings that are available. Huh? What is he working for? He is working for a grain. वो धान्य के लिए खेती करते हैं, भूसा के लिए खेती नहीं करते हैं। Nobody inquires कि इस साल कितना भूसा हुआ। Everybody inquires इस साल कितना धान्य हुआ। So then they will say कि 10 quintals, you know, 100 quintals, whatever, 5 quintals. But nobody inquires how much भूसा did you earn this year. But by the way, you should understand that when you gain the grain, the bhusa is automatically available. When you cut your crop, you are already having natural production of the bhusa also, which goes to the cows and for various purposes. So, the ultimate welfare of the living entity is bhakti. And when you perform bhakti, what happens? The jnana, vairagya, karma phala, perfection of karma, everything is automatically achieved as byproduct, not as the main product. And then Rupa Goswami goes on explaining that if we simply beat the bhusa for years after years with full strength, no grain will come out of that. It's useless. What you gain is only hard labor. Shrama evai kevalam, waste of labor. We plow and cultivate the field to yield the grain, not the bhusa. At the same time, the rice with the covering cannot be accepted by you as food. Usko hum bhat bolte hain. Marathi mein we say bhat. And we sometimes used to in the childhood, you know, mummy used to give us rice for today, cooking. And say, okay, separate, wo te bhat nivad. And he take out the bhat out and keep the rice aside. And we would keep the bhat out. What is the bhat? It's rice only, but it's covered with that covering. And it has to go in the mill to remove the covering. That means, Rupa Goswami says, Anya Abhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Anavrutam. If it is avrutta with Jnana and Karma, that is not acceptable by you and not by the Lord also. So what we need to do is, we need to generate bhakti, which is free from unnecessarily knowledge and vairagya or karma. Jnana Karma Adi Anavrutam. What we need to keep is, we need to keep knowledge and karma which are necessary to perform bhakti. We are not performing karma independently of bhakti. Our karma itself is oriented to bhakti and our knowledge is also oriented to bhakti. It is also explained the knowledge which is not oriented to bhakti simply drowns you in the ocean of birth and death. Bhavasagar mein वो ज्ञान हमें बहुत जल्दी डुबाता है. लाइक द हैवी क्राउन ऑन द हेड ऑफ अ किंग हु इज ड्राउनिंग इन द ओशन, द क्राउन मेक्स हिम ड्राउन फास्टर. सो सिमिलरली अ डिवोटी हैविंग टन्स ऑफ नॉलेज विच इज नॉट इंस्पायरिंग हिम टू बिकम अ डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड और इंस्पायरिंग हिम फॉर डिवोशनल सर्विस, देन वॉट हैपन्स दैट नॉलेज इट्सेल्फ बिकम्स द सोर्स ऑफ माया और सोर्स ऑफ फॉल डाउन और सोर्स ऑफ bewilderment. So that's why this line of Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is very important. Jnana Karmadi Anavrutam. And then only we can perform Anukulyana Krishna Anushilanam. Then only we can perform favorable devotional service to Krishna. With this unnecessarily acquirement of knowledge, of a collection of knowledge, cannot help us to perform Anukula Krishna Seva. Okay? So, No one works. Now, one more point is very beautiful comes here. No one works to achieve miseries. But still, miseries keep coming as per our karma. So, even if you don't work for sukha, sukha will come as per your karma. It doesn't come because of your hard work. You may think in illusion that I worked hard, so see, I got the car, so I am happy now. See, I worked hard, so my house came. See, because of my hard work. So you may take the doership, but actually we are not the doers. We have to keep working hard for only one thing. That is for bhakti. Because sukha and dukha keep coming on their own accord. So what we should be working hard for is to only achieve the bhakti for the Lord. So like along with the rice, bhusa is freely available. With bhakti, jnana, karma, vairagya will be easily available. No separate effort is required. They are simply byproducts of the activity of bhakti. Dhan ke saath bhusa apne aap prapt hota hai. This is the word. So now, with these few remaining pearls of the previous talk, previous discussion of Brahma's prayers, now we will move forward. Now today, let me see how much I can finish, but I will not hurry. I will just take enough time to elaborate nicely. There is something called as Vatsapal Leela and something called as Gopal Leela. Everybody knows that. Vatsapal Leela is when Krishna was given charge of baby cows, and Gopal Leela is when Krishna was given cows of, a charge of big cows. And we all know Gopashtami, Gopashtami, but there was a ceremony for giving the baby cows also to Krishna. And Gopal Champu, Srila Jiva Goswami, you know, very beautifully explains what was the ceremony like. So let us discuss that. Then we can understand Gopashtami very well, which we can try to cover or try next cover next time. What happened was, first of all, Upananda Maharaj advised Nanda Maharaj to leave Gokul and come to Vrindavan. And I explained to you before also, Vrindavan means Nandagaon, Barsana, Javad, Kokilavan, and actual Vrindavan and everything in between, everything together. So actually, staying in Nandagaon was also staying in Vrindavan. So they came to Vrindavan, left Gokul, and that was 1 year of Krishna's age. At the end of 1 year, they left. And at that time, when they settled in Nandagaon, Nanda Baba, Upananda Baba, Abhinanda Baba, Sunanda Baba, Nandan Chacha, all of them, all the elderly, older Gopas would go with the cows, to herd the cows. And lovingly, Nanda Maharaj would take Krishna and Balaram with him on the lap. So sometimes we take our babies to office also. And we know we have great fun showing our children, working our duties but with our children. We have seen that. So similarly, the cowherd boys and Nanda Maharaj were never satisfied or never felt like going away without Krishna Balaram, leaving their company. At the same time, Mother Yashoda and the gopis could not leave Krishna. But still, Nanda Maharaj would take Krishna Balaram. They were toddler babies, grown up, but toddler babies. And already they started stealing butter at that time. But still, they would take him. And both of them would actually, you know, play like anything with the cows. And sometimes 1 year old Krishna and Balaram would control five cows at one time, grown up cows, not baby cows. And it would create a dangerous situation. What will happen if the cows trample them upon? But Krishna and Balaram would very skillfully and very wonderfully deal with the cows at sometimes five at a time. And you know, anytime whenever you come home, what you discuss in Nandagaon, what do you discuss in Brajbhumi? What happened today with Krishna? What did he do when he took him? What happened? So Nanda Maharaj would explain that, oh, today he was playing and he was running around here and there. They were just wandering freely here and there, jumping around, and it was difficult to control them. So Chaitanya, you know, lovingly scolded Nanda Maharaj. Why are you doing this? You are taking such a risk. You are putting our Krishna Balaram in danger. Why are you taking this? Nobody is doing this. You are only doing this. I am longing for him and you are taking him away and also putting him in danger. Just don't do this. But when Krishna Balaram were not taken by Nanda Maharaj, Krishna Balaram actually escaped. They ran away. They cheated Mother Yashoda. And they ran away and again joined Nanda Maharaj in the forest, in the field. So Nanda Maharaj was surprised. Yashodamai was scared. And Krishna was found. He just could not give up the company of baby cows and the big cows. He was simply so attached with them. They were so happy with them, the cows and the calves. So Nanda Maharaj again came home and told, "Oh, you know something, Krishna Balaram left today. I just couldn't understand when they left." And Nanda Maharaj said, "Yes, I didn't take them, but I saw them in the forest. I embraced them when they came. And this is what happened." And they both discussed, "Oh, Krishna loves the cows and the baby cows so much that he can't be separated from them." So what they did? They discussed that, "Okay, we'll find one truce. We'll do something in between. We'll give them baby cows and let them herd baby cows in the close proximity, in the close vicinity and under supervision. And then we will, they will be happy, we'll also be happy, and they will not be out of our CCTV coverage." So then, somehow they had one big ceremony. The big ceremony they had, and they called Brahmanas. Understanding the nature of the boys, Nanda and Yashoda again discussed with their minds fearful in order. They could preserve their happiness also and relieve their stress also, a risky feeling also. "Let them take care of cows at a place close to our vision." So privately considering this matter with his brothers, who knew the mantras and rituals and Punyaha Vachana, that is Om Swastino Govindaha, Sastino Pusha Vishwaveda, Sastino Tarksho Arishtane Mihi, all these vachanas, whoever knew, they gathered them and gave the young boys, Krishna Balaram, the duty of herding baby cows and baby bulls. And you don't have to be told that all the young boys also joined, that we also want to herd our baby cows. So they also were given charge of their baby cows. And they were bathed and dressed and fed by the mothers, and they also were that time breast milk fed, you know, they were also fed on the breast milk. So all this was nice, and they were given sticks, they were given milking ropes, they were given flutes and buffalo horns by their parents. And at this time, actually that Leela happened, that at this time Mother Yashoda came and offered leather shoes to Krishna and Balaram. And that time Krishna and Balaram refused that we will not take leather shoes because our cows are not going to wear the shoes. And he chanted one shloka there. Yatha gavo tatha gopalaha. The gopal, the cowherd boy, should maintain himself as much as the way his cows are maintained. The way the cows live, the cowherd boy should live in the same fashion. He should not live in extraordinary facilities more than the cows. So the cows are not going to, calves are not going to wear shoes, we are not going to wear the shoes. And then there is another pastime which took place in Gopashtami, which I will tell you little later. So the earth was at this time blessed because of the nectar of the lotus feet of the Lord, because now Krishna was independently going and moving around the earth. And the footprints of Krishna's lotus feet everywhere, earth was filled with bliss, everyone was filled with bliss. And now the boys departed for herding the cows at the auspicious moment. Servants who defeated devatas and caused all auspiciousness, carrying ingredients to please Krishna. What all they carried? Betel nuts, colorful umbrellas at this time, chamaras and silk cloth, and they followed the boys. And then what happened? As soon as they went with the calves, they were just jumping around. They just let the calves go ahead. They also were wandering very happily. And boys were playing very happily. They were like free, you know. And suddenly in between, after playing for a long time, there was a long description of what all they did. They ate the fruits. They jumped like frogs. They jumped here and there. They joked and they embraced one another. And they climbed the trees and they jumped down. They did all kinds of mischief, whatever they can do. They laugh, they crack jokes on each other, on each other's parents, on each other's nanajis, all those things they did that. And then suddenly the women sent by their mothers, they came to offer them lunch. And then they made them sit down. And you know something, one more thing I remember. What Krishna, as a baby Krishna, would do? He would imitate a sound of an animal, and that animal would come in front of Krishna. So deer started coming because it made deer sound. Then another other apart from cows, apart from cows, all the other animals. And suddenly Krishna thought of making a sound of a tiger. But he stopped himself. He thought, if I make a sound of tiger, tiger will get attracted and come here. And all my cows, calves will be getting scared. So he controlled himself by not making sound of tiger or lion. And then the ladies came with food and then they made them sit down to eat. For fun's sake, some of the boys criticized the food. They argued with the women and some of the women argued back with them. After the amusement of hearing their conversations, the qualified nurse was there, who expert. She told Krishna that, see, after the amusement of hearing the conversation, the qualified nurse spoke to Krishna when he seemed to refuse the food. Apparently, food is very tasty. Just to have fun, they are refusing. This is not good, this is not tasty. In order to give pleasure to servant boys who could obtain the rejected food. Why? Some people are waiting there. That when Krishna will reject, we will get the food. So just to please them, they would reject the food. Carefully I have brought, the nurse is saying, I have got carefully selected food and drink for you. Rohini has carefully prepared it herself and sent me to give it to you. Yashoda has repeatedly ordered me that you should taste the food, that is me, that is nurse. And I have tasted it and it is very tasty. Please do not reject. After joyfully, you know, having argument, finally Krishna and Balram, everybody ate, enjoyed the food, did the achman. Then the nurse gave golden box. And in that golden box, there are betel nuts and betel leaves with camphor and elaichi. Oh child, please follow your mother's orders and eat this and come home quickly. She has told me to tell you the message. Don't waste too much time. Come home. She is very eager to see you. The boys again engaged in playing. They forgot everything, whatever the girl said, ladies said. And again the ladies turned, oh coward boys, return home quickly. Mother Yashoda is waiting for you. And finally, Krishna and Balaram, then they gathered their cows and they came back home. So this is the story of Vatsapal Leela. How the charge was given to the Krishna Balaram about baby cows. Now, I last time explained to you, but I just mentioned one line. During this time only Vatsasura came. The baby calf. Bull demon came, you know, baby bull, and Krishna killed Vatsasura. Anyways, now what is happening is, there is one place called as Yashoda Kunda. I don't know how many of you have gone. That is in Nandagaon. So every morning when Krishna Balaram will be woken up by Rohini and Yashoda by singing beautiful songs, very sweet songs, and they would wake up, and then Krishna Balaram would be taken by Mother Yashoda and Rohini to Yashoda Kund to bathe them. And every day they will bathe them. And then what will happen? First they will massage them with oil. Then they will undress them. And then they will bathe them. And then they will dress them. Then they will decorate them. But suddenly, when Krishna became 5-year-old, that means now, that means Agasura has been killed, Brahma Samohan Leela is over, and Krishna has entered 6th year completed. Because on 5th year birthday of Balaramji, Krishna was little smaller, not much younger, 15 days younger. So that time they had gone, and when Balaramji became 6th year birthday, they came back. And within few days Krishna's birthday was there. So at this time when Krishna entered Pagwanda Leela, that means Kumara Leela is over. And Pagwanda Leela has begun from 6th year to 10th year. Now some great changes took place in the body of Krishna. I will explain to you. Very significant. Huh? Krishna looked exceedingly attractive with his puffy raised cheeks tinged with red. His smile became nectarian and sweet. His body became more soft and naturally more fragrant than before. At this time, Krishna stopped doing certain things, Krishna and Balaram. They stopped playing in dust. They stopped playing with honeybees buzzing on the lotus flowers. Before they were running behind the honeybees, you know, butterflies. They stopped caring for baby cows and bulls. They were caring, but not so much interested. And they stopped acting restlessly and frivolously like before. Krishna turned thoughtful and grave in his every activity. His waist became very slender and attractive. His eyes shone with glimmer of excitement. If you see young boys or young girls, when they become actually young, like we can say puberty, you know, if they start becoming young, you can see a glitter in their eyes because they are exploring the world with some new glamour. The world is for appearing too glamorous for them. So that kind of shine was there in Krishna Balaram's eyes as they were becoming young. They became Krishna's broad chest, increasing in size. Wide shoulders emanated sweet wantonness that enchanted and agitated the minds of onlookers and observers. Whoever saw them, they were also getting enchanted to the fresh youth of Krishna and Balaram. They became skillful in learning many new games, and they were giving up their childhood activities, you know, like baby activities. Now, till this time, as I told you, Krishna and Balaram were being bathed by Mother Yashoda and Rohini. Suddenly, one day, she was about to, you know, undress them to massage them with fragrant oils. They just escaped from there. And they came back fully bathed, dressed up, and almost little ornamentation also. I mean, on their own. So when they were away, some gopis asking Yashoda, "Hey, where is Krishna Balaram? Where did they go in the early morning? Where did they go from here?" So Yashoda is answering, "I don't know where they went. They just escaped. I was about to begin my service to them. They just escaped." And after some time, Krishna Balaram came back. And they appeared already bathed. So at home, again, discussion took place. "You know, I don't know what's happening, Nanda Maharaj. Why Krishna Balaram are doing this?" And then they also discussing that now their bodies are growing. Their trousers, whatever they are wearing up and down, are getting tighter. And they are asking me, "It's becoming tight. Please, Mother, give me new dress." So I can see that they are growing. And now I can see that they are feeling shy. That's why they are running away. And we will not embarrass them here onwards. So Nanda Maharaj created another kund called Krishna Kund. Because Krishna had grown up and Krishna felt shy to undress himself. Balaram felt shy to undress himself in front of their mothers. So then they left them and they started taking independent bath with their friends Krishna Balaram at Krishna Kund. Now this Krishna Kund is very near to Yashoda Kund. On the way to Asheshwar Mahadev and Ter Kadamba, just on the right side, first thing, the big kunda comes, it is Krishna Kund. And that Krishna Kund is a very, very, very beautiful place. That is the Charanamrita of Sri Krishna and Balaram. They bathe almost every day after they left bathing at Yashoda Kund. So, now this is not the only change that happened. They wanted to be with big cows. All the boys were telling that, "Father, our big cows are telling us that they want to go with Krishna Balaram. They want to go with us because we are taking their children." And you know, in Braj Bhumi, everybody speaks, everybody talks human language. So all the babies come and tell their mothers what's happening with us, with Krishna Balaram. They are so happy. So mothers also are very eager to go. Bulls are also very eager to go. And they are telling the baby boys are telling the cows, and the cows are telling them, and the cows are telling the older cowherd boys also. "Okay, we want to go with Krishna, we want to go with Krishna." Here Krishna Balaram are telling, "We want to go with big cows, we want to go with big cows." And Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj saying, "Oh no, beta, you are very small. You cannot risk your life with big cows and bulls. They may hurt you. You are very small." So they are saying that you are very small. And the cows are saying, no, we want to go with him. And the cowherd boys are telling, they are telling us that they want to go with us. And the baby cows are telling, "We are so happy with Krishna." So it's like, you know, very tempting situation. And one day, that is Kartik Saptami day. Listen, O devotees, what happened. On that day, the cowherd boys also very mischievous there, you know, very mischievous. So they are telling Krishna that, "See, your father and mother don't trust you. They don't have any trust. They feel you are a baby. Still you are a baby only. They know that you are a baby and you cannot take care of big cows. That's why they are not giving big cows. You are requested so much. We are requested so much. The cows are requesting. But you see, they are not giving you because they don't trust you. You are still a child, you know. And they really ragged him. See, one person says, two person says, okay, you know, it's like, okay, casual discussion. But when everybody says the same thing, and then different emotion, different language, different taunting word, different pinching words, you know, Krishna became very depressed by the evening. So really, my mother and father don't trust me. And cows want to come, but mothers are not convinced about it. So that day, last time also I mentioned to you, that when Krishna comes back from herding cows, there's a big ceremony at Nanda Baitak. They jump in the lap of Nanda Maharaj, they talk so many things, they tell the stories what happened. The cowherd boys are competing to tell the stories to Nanda Maharaj and their parents, and so much time goes there. Then there's worship, then there is Deepak Dan, then there's Arati, then there's sweetmeat feeding, then there's lifting them and taking them up the mountain, and then they're bathing, dressing up, then breast milk, then sweetmeats, then lori, then lullaby. There are so many activities. But on the day of Saptami of Kartik, nothing of this happened. Because Krishna was upset. He did not go in the lap of Mother Yashoda or Nanda Maharaj. He just ran straight to the mountain, went in his bedroom and slept with his mouth upside down. Like all the upset children, how they sleep. They want to hide their face in the pillow or between the two pillows. They want to talk, don't want to talk to their parents, don't want to show their face to parents. So similarly, that day, all the arati paraphernalia went waste. All the sweetmeats went waste. There was no bathing. There was no dressing. There was no cleansing of the body from the dust of the forest. Nothing that day. Krishna straight went to sleep. So upset. Shudamai is also wondering what happened today. And of course, the boys are not going to tell ki today we teased him. Today we had this discussion with him and he was upset. They would not tell ki we are the cause of making him upset. Now, this is what happened in the forest. But something happened at home. Because they are constantly discussing every day. Our boy is becoming big, his clothes are becoming tight, he is not taking bath with us, he is now becoming independent, he is growing young, and he is asking for the cows and everything. So then they came to conclusion that we must give cows now to Krishna. I think we should give cows. He is, I think, capable of doing that. Upananda Baba also agreed. See, Nanda Maharaj will say something, but till Upananda Maharaj approves, Nanda Maharaj will not go ahead. That is his promise at the time of coronation when Upananda Maharaj gave the crown to Nanda Maharaj. He said, I will only follow your instruction, you will become my advisor, then only I'll accept this crown. So he followed that for his whole life. So he proposed, and this time Upananda Maharaj also accepted. Yes, we should give the cows. They called Shandilya Muni, who's a resident sadhu of Nandagaon, you know, and they discussed with him. He said, we are now ready to give cows to Krishna. So Maharaj, please see Murta. Shandilya Muni opened his panchang. He says, tomorrow is the Murta. Tomorrow is the best Murta. We should have tomorrow the ceremony. We should not, Shubhasya Shigram, we should not waste time. So on the day of Saptami morning, when Krishna left with the baby cows, Vatsa, for doing Vatsapal Leela, the whole day there was discussions going on. It was concluded that tomorrow is the ceremony, and the big cows were also told that tomorrow onwards will go with Krishna. They were so happy, and they were getting decked up and decorated, and all the cowherd men were decorating the cows, and different cows were there. And nothing was known to Krishna. He was simply upset. Mother Yashoda was that day eager to tell him when he comes back home, listen, oh my dear son, you know what, today we decided to give you cows. But he did not give them chance only. So whole the good news could not be declared to Krishna and Balaram. And Krishna went to sleep. So she was waiting, when to tell. But Krishna is not responding at all. Preparations were on fully. Krishna did not know. All the cowherd boys came to know that tomorrow Krishna Balaram will be given the charge of big cows. Except Krishna, everybody knew, because he was upset. So when you get upset, you may miss some good news. So try to be happy always. when you are upset, you may naturally miss some good news. And then repent, oh, why was so upset? Like, you know, when Krishna came to play Holi, Radharani was upset to something. And then Krishna came and waiting there. He sent Vishakha, say, go bring her. So she said, hey, why are you upset? If you are upset, you are going to miss the great fun of playing Holi with Krishna. So then she gave up her upset, maan, you know. She became happy, dressed up and she came down. If she would have remained upset, then she would have lost the pleasure of playing Holi with Krishna on that particular original day, first day of Holi. So similarly, everybody was preparing and there was a festive atmosphere. And next morning what happened? Usually Krishna first wakes up at the most beginning time of Brahma Murta, take out his flute, play his flute. That's like morning alarm. With that flute sound, everybody gets up. All the coward boys jump from their bed. Krishna is woken up. We also wake up. And they quickly, you know, at the speed, at the high speed, they get ready and they come decked up and wait outside Nanda Bhavan courtyard. But today, on the day of Ashtami, morning alarm did not take place. Although Krishna was up at the regular time, that is waking up, but he was upset, so he did not play his flute. But you see, as I all want to tell you this important thing, if you somehow get used to getting up early at 4 a.m. in the morning, then even if there is no alarm because of battery discharge, still you wake up. So make a habit of getting up in the morning every day by 4:30, and one day even if the alarm goes off or it doesn't ring, you will still wake up. That's how the coward boys were every day trained to wake up at a particular time, because at a particular time Krishna would play the flute. Even though that day flute was not being played, they woke up and they were wondering why there is no flute. Anyway, let us go, because today is our day, today is Gopashtami, today is the day when we are going to get big cows to go with us. Krishna Balaram will get big cows, let's get decorated. They were all excited. So without alarm they woke up, they got decorated, cows got decorated, they all came, got ready, decorated, dressed up, ornamented, everything. And Krishna is still in the bed. All the coward boys are ready in their groups. Cows ready in 108 groups. Some black cows, some white cows, some brown cows, some white cows with black dot, black cows with white dot, brown cows with white dot, white cow with brown dots, some tilakini having big mark, white mark on the forehead, some face like mrudanga, mrudangini, some dhauri, some ash color. 108 groups of cows. They were all standing in a very systematic manner, fully decorated. Decorated with what? Their tails were decorated with peacock feathers. There were peacock feathers at their every single foot, you know, with silver ankle bells. There was a big golden bell on their neck. Their hump was decorated with beautiful cloth. Their body was decorated with silken cloth. Their horns were decorated with golden caps. And there were music when they were walking. They would have some beautiful music of their all ghanti and the rings and the bells and everything, whatever hanging on them. So they were so beautifully looking. And the scene was so attractive. And Krishna is still sleeping. Mother Yashoda has sung lullaby. He is not woken up. One, twice, three times. Then he went to Nanda Baba and told what to do. Krishna is not waking up. He is upset. I don't know why he is upset. Then Nanda Baba said, go and tell in his ears loudly that today we are giving you big cows and they will go with you. They all are ready waiting outside. So finally Nanda Baba, Yashoda Mai came and loudly said, hey Shyam Sundar, hey Gopal, wake up, today we are going to give you big cows, wake up. And Krishna jumped like a springboard from his bed. And that day he got ready in express readiness. In no time he got ready. All bathing, brushing, all kinds of ceremonious, elaborate things got quickly over that day. Krishna was saying, oh, why I got so upset, I missed so much of festivities. He came and saw in the window, all the coward boys are ready, they are waiting. Oh Krishna, where are you? And Krishna got ready and came down. All the Brahmins were ready. Now I will actually read for you the description. Very beautiful description from Gopal Champu, exactly what happened. So, it is explained that what Jiva Goswami is saying. Any of us, if we are given 10,000 mouths, and any of us are given along with 10,000 mouths life of 1,000 years, we will be able to cover only one day's Krishna's cow herding pastimes. Hare Krishna. This is what Jiva Goswami is saying. Imagine, what to speak of us. So the description goes like this. Wearing new cowherd dress, protective herbs, receiving blessings from Brahmanas, being worshipped with lambs on an auspicious day, Krishna departed with the cows along with the Brahmana, along with Balaram, after hearing sweet songs and seeing dances and the sounds of continuous music. Now see, Krishna getting charge of big cows is not an ordinary event, okay? Take the big cows and go. No. There was a big, big, big ceremony. All the Brahmanas were chanting mantras. There were some Upa Brahmanas chanting general mantras like Punya Vachana, Swasti Vachana, all other Shanti Panchaka, all those they were chanting. Chandali Muni was the main Purohit with some group of Purohits. They were doing Agni Hotra and they were chanting specific mantra for empowering Krishna, protecting Krishna and giving him charge of the big cows. And Nanda Maharaj was involved, Vishwada Mata was involved, Rohini was involved in the ceremony as the mothers of the children who are going to give in charge of the cows. And finally, all the rituals were done. Krishna was first worshipped by their parents. And this is, I till not understood how it is possible. But Krishna, it is written that Krishna and Balaram worshipped all the millions of cows. Now, if you worship 500 cows, maybe from morning 7 o'clock till 6 o'clock evening you will worship only. When you will go to herd the cows. It is said that in the early morning Krishna worshipped all the cows. So only Krishna can do it. We cannot understand how he can do it. It's achintya, inconceivable. That, but Krishna did worship all the cows. With what all things? With his finger, with his palm, with red pigment, putting on his body, on the body of a cow, putting tilak on the forehead of the cow, and doing worship, offering flowers, and embracing each cow, and kissing each cow on the mouth, on the face. This is what he did for all the millions of cows. And then came Mother Yashoda with shoes and umbrella. My dear Krishna, my dear Balaram, from today onwards, you are going to go far away. And the jungle is filled with thorns, pebbles and stones. And you will get hurt. So you have to, up till now you are going close by. So you refused and I was okay with that. Another reason why Krishna was very eager to take cows, because when they were going for herding baby cows, they were constantly under CCTV surveillance. The vigilance was constantly there. Mother Yashoda will go to one place called Yashoda Baitak, and from there she will have to see and they should be visible. That much only far they can go. So they were always knowing that we are always under supervision. And they are grown up big now. They wanted to go away from the supervision and be free, away from the parental supervision. So they were very happy. And Mother Yashoda is saying, okay, we will like to give you umbrella and shoes. So again Krishna said, Yatha gavo tatha gopalaha. If my cows are not going to get shoes and umbrella, I am not going to accept shoes and umbrella. Mother Yashoda said, he said, you please give umbrella and shoes for all my cows also. So Nanda Baba himself had 9 lakh cows. So he said, Mother said, I don't have 36 lakh shoes. Because each cow has four requirement of 4 shoes. And I don't have 9,900,000 umbrellas. You have to take this. I don't have for them. He said, if you don't have, I'm not going to accept. So Krishna rejected. And this discussion took place for some time. You know, back and forth, yes, no discussion. And all the cows are hearing, oh, our Krishna and our Balaram are not going to accept the shoes. That means they are going to walk barefoot in all the long distant forests. That means they may get hurt with thorns, pebbles and stones and many more things, hard things on the ground. And their lotus feet are like butter. Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda would find difficulty in holding them because they thought their fingers were harder than their bodies. Their fingers which are holding their bodies will hurt their bodies. So soft and butter-like their bodies were. And gopis would cry when Krishna would go to herd the baby cows. What must be happening to his feet? Imagining they would cry. is so lotus feet would have get, you know, if you touch the lotus feet, you'll become red. What to speak of stone hurting them. So now, they heard. They had meeting among themselves, all the cows. And they went all in 8 directions. I can't say 10 directions because up and down, they all went all around Vrajbhumi. Because they did not know where Krishna will take them today, on the day one, on the inaugural day, where Krishna will take. They don't know. So they went all over the Vrajbhumi with their hard, you know, what do you call, hooves. They smashed the ground of Vrajbhumi and they made into a talcum powder like situation. Fine powder they made, everything. No stones, no pebbles, no thorns, nothing. And they came back and stood. And you know something, very interesting thing happened. While they were thumping the ground with their hooves, making the stones and pebbles and thorns into powder, their heart was filled with so much of love that their udders, already big, they were touching the ground and they were oozing out milk out of loving sentiments that they had for Krishna. The love that they had for Krishna, the concern, the vatsalya they had for Krishna, that made the milk ooze out drop by drop. And while they were making the whole thing into powder like talcum powder, it was also getting soaked with their milk. So it became very cool, lotus fragrant, because their milk was Padmagandha milk. So milk was Padmagandha, it was getting drizzled on the already powdered nice dust. It's all wet. And while doing that, they realized that we came back, our footprints were created. So they discussed among themselves that now when Krishna Balaram will start walking in the wet land of Vrajbhumi, even their footprints will be created. So we all should now decide and agree with each other, resolve that we will never step upon those footprints of Krishna and Balaram. And when they returned, when the cowherd boys agreed with them that we will walk behind Krishna and Balaram and we will neither cowherd boys, neither you cows, will step on the footprints of Krishna, because these footprints will be the ornaments of the Vrajbhumi, alankar of the Vrajbhumi. Earth will be blessed and we will also be blessed, because maybe tomorrow, day after, next time I'll describe to you what is exactly a footprint of Krishna in Vrindavan Dham. What do you see and what is the effect and what happens? And thus, after doing all these things, they came back and stood. And finally, the final ritual was to give the Ratna Jadit, bejeweled stick, Lakuti, cow herding stick, ceremoniously Nanda Maharaj is giving under the guidance of Shandili Muni to Krishna and Balaram. And then they accepted and they gave Dakshina to all the Brahmins who were chanting mantras. They gave Dakshina to all the singers, all the glorifiers, all the dancers. There were also the people dancing to please Krishna Balaram, to commemorate the ceremony of Gopa Ashtami. So all of them were given Dakshina by Krishna in Krishna's hands. And then there was a mantra which said, please now start walking, start your cow herding. So all the cows were so happy, and lo and behold, all the baby cows who were used to going with Krishna every day, they also joined. It was not that he will not give up, he will give up the cow, baby cows, and only go with older cows. The baby cows, the older cows left. Along with that, the buffaloes left. Along with them, baby buffaloes left. Along with deers left. Along with rabbits left. Everybody wanted to go with Krishna because nobody wanted to stay. They wanted to see the fun, what's going to happen. It's so going to be exciting. So all of them just left with. And then Mother Yashoda and Rohini and Nanda Maharaj and Upananda Maharaj and Prabhavati and Tungi and all the elderly gopis, they also started walking. Because they were fearful. Oh, Krishna is going to go far away. So they were also walking. So at one point of time, Krishna stopped. And Krishna said, Mama, please go. Let us go now. Why are you coming with us? Let you go back, Mama. Please go. So then Mother Yashoda had to stop there, you know. She didn't go back, immediately turned back and she didn't go. But she stood there only. And Rohini stood there only. Nanda Baba stood there only. Everybody stood there in the same position after talking for walking for some time. It is said they walked long distance till the border of Nandagaon. They all walked. And then actually the forest began. At that time Krishna said, Lound, you go. So they stood there only. And you know this, millions of animals, millions of boys just passed by the sides of these standing people. You can see, imagine you are standing here and all the cowherd boys are passing by you, cows are passing by, they are jumping and dancing and happily passing by, and you are sadly standing there watching. And after some time, everybody just crosses you, trespasses you and goes in front of you. The dust is flowing in the sky. And one point of time comes when all the cows, all the cowherd boys, Krishna Balaram, their flute sound, everything, their buffalo horn sound, everything becomes oblivion. That means you cannot hear anymore the sound. You cannot hear the dust also settle down. They have gone beyond the horizon. They have gone beyond the horizon. The sound is gone. Darshan is gone. Dust is settled down. And then with great, you know, heavy heart, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, Rohini, they come back. They come back home. And then it began, the pastime began, that Yashoda Mai, every now and then, going on the top of that place, Nanda Bhavan, Yashoda Baitak, and looking at the sun and looking in the ground, because now she cannot see Krishna anymore. Before that she would see Krishna whenever she would go there. Now she can't see Krishna, then she will again looking up in the sky and saying, "Oh you sun, why are you so slow? Why don't you come down? Because when you come down, he'll come back. And you're so slow, you're still high on the sky. Why are you not moving fast?" So whole day it is said that her breasts would drip milk in love and memory of Krishna. Her eyes will be filled with like cups of tears constantly, wetting her upper cloth on the chest was wet with milk and tears both. All throughout the day, she was just going up and down, up and down, up and down, waiting for Krishna. And there what happened? That was the first day of adventure, of going far, going independently. So they were so funny, they had such a fun, they danced and they joked and they ate food and they jumped and they did so many things. Bhagavatam explains so beautifully, so many things they did. They imitated monkeys, they imitated frogs, they ran behind the shadows of the birds, like crazy boys, and they imitated the birds with sounds, and peacocks and rajahamsas and cranes and chakravakas and sarasapakshi and cuckoo birds, everybody they imitated, and that's such big fun. They jumped from the branches of the tree in the water of Jamuna and they teased everybody, they stole everybody's items and threw around and had great fun. But being long distance, Krishna got tired. So while returning time came, Krishna appeared tired. And the cowherd boys saw Krishna's face, that it was very tiring looking. Tiring look was there. And they knew that if Mother Yashoda sees this tiring looking face of Krishna, she will say, "Tomorrow I will not send Krishna, let him take rest." And they didn't want to have that kind of situation. So they decided that we will now have joking session. We will have singing session, joking session. And you know, when you can try yourself. Suppose you are very tired and somebody makes you laugh and laugh and laugh. You'll blush. You'll see yourself in the mirror, you'll blush. And you'll not look tired, you'll look very happy. So they knew that we'll make Krishna blush by laughing and laughing and laughing. And that way he will not look tired to the eyes of Mother Yashoda. And there will not be a decision that we will not be sent. So all the way back, they laughed and laughed and made Krishna laugh and laugh and laugh, making funny jokes. And Krishna's face brightened, you know. And they all came back to a place called Ter Kadamba. And cows were scattered here and there. And Krishna reached that place very near Nandagaon. And Krishna jumped on that tree and went on the topmost part of the tree. And he played the flute. And he played the flute. Specifically, the tune, the note that he played was only for the cows. And when he played that note or the tune, all the cows heard their own name in their ears. That means, you know, Adi Lakshmi will hear Adi Lakshmi. Monika will hear Monika. Priya will hear Priya. As if Krishna is only calling you. So each and every cow only heard her name. And all of them came running with raised ears and raised tails, came running and were watching upstairs with open big eyes, looking up from where the sound is coming, mesmerizing sound. And with the cows, the calves also came running because they were drinking the milk of their cow, of their mother. They also ran behind the mother, and they also wanted to still continue drinking milk, but they were also mesmerized with the sound of Krishna's flute. So it is said their mouth was having milk in the mouth, and they stopped sucking the milk from their mother's udders, and they kept the jaw open like this with the milk, and the milk was dripping on the ground. It is said Mother Earth was drinking that Mahaprasad from the mouth of the cows, baby cows, dripping out the nectar, the gorasa, the amruta. And then some cows specifically, purposefully did not respond to Krishna's call because they were seeking more personal attention. So when largely all the cows gathered, then Krishna told the cowherd boys and cows, you just wait here, I am coming. So he got down the tree and went to those cows who were not apparently responding, and he patted them, and then he lovingly brought them back and fulfilled their desire of some more attention giving them. And then Krishna gathered all the cows, and playing flute, both the brothers playing flute, they returned to Nandagaon. Yashodamai was closely observing, how is my son, is he tired? But he did not look tired, although he was tired. So their trick was successful. And that day, I cannot explain to you in 1 hour, you know, all that happened on this day. This day is the day of Nandagaon, the day of Gopashtami. There are so many songs they sing when Krishna Balaram go in the morning, and so many songs they sing when Krishna Balaram reaches Ter Kadamba. So many songs they sing when they start from Ter Kadamba towards Nandagaon. Then so many songs they sing when they reach Nanda Baitak. Then what happens at Nanda Baitak? Long ceremony takes place. Then so many songs when they are climbing the mountains. Each and whole day there are specific bhajans which they sing. And how much they worship the cows that day, how much they please the cows, they feed the cows. The cows go to each and everybody's house. And one thing I forgot to tell you, that when they left for herding the cows, each and every house on the road were ready with aarti paraphernalia, sweetmeats, flowers, garlands and praises and singers and dancers and music. And everybody welcomed Krishna on the path and worshipped him, adored him, glorified him, and accepting all the love and honors of all the Brajvasis, Krishna reached the border of Nandagaon and left in the forest. The same way, when he came back, all the cowherd boys and men and women were waiting for Krishna, and they were also glorifying Krishna. So this is how the celebration of Gopashtami took place, and sadly it got over in the end of the day. And they were so happy, they had so much to tell Mother Yashoda, so much to tell Mother Rohini, Nanda Maharaj, Upananda. All the cowherd boys were competing with Krishna to tell so many things that happened that day, how they enjoyed, how they jumped in the water, how they played with the cows, how the grasses, cows ate the grasses, so many things and so many stories. That is why Jiva Goswami is saying that even if we are given 10,000 mouths and a life of 1,000 years, we will be able to barely complete one day of the cowherding pastimes of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hari Bol. If there are any questions anybody has, please raise your hands, ask questions.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. It was a beautiful katha. Hearts are nourished and relished. So I don't know if there are any questions. If anybody has any questions, I can unmute you if you raise your hands.
Hari Bol.
We are all nourished.
They are all still with the cows, so they have not reached home. Okay, so happy meditating, and I will leave because my children are waiting for me to join them. So thank you very much for listening attentively with such a humble reception, and because of the great audience, great katha comes into being. And last thing before I leave, I want to tell you, Brahmaji, you know, I told you that he cried and made the Brahmakunda ready. You know, Brahmakunda became existent. He went to Navadvip and got darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He got assurance that you will become Haridas Thakur, born in Bleccha family. But still, he was not happy. So he became Haridas Thakur, but he also took birth as Nabha Goswami. He took birth as Nabha Goswami. And Nabha Goswami was then ordered by his guru to write a scripture called Bhaktamal. What is Bhaktamal? Bhakton ki mala, the garland of devotees. And what he was blessed with, his Guru Maharaj blessed him that you will get darshan of lifetimes of all the great Vaishnavas. You will see, you will have drishtant, you will have vision of the life stories, lifetimes of all great souls. And what you will see, please write down. So in his book called Bhaktamal, there are stories of Pushtimargi saintly people, Gaudiya saintly people, Rupa Goswami is there, Sanatan Goswami is there, Raghunath Das Goswami is there, Krishnadas, everybody is there in that. And also there is Vallabhacharya, then Ashtachap, Kumbanda, Chaturbhuj Das. Name them. You have 6 volumes. And he wrote the charitra of all the devotees of Krishna, Vaishnavas. And it seems in that mood, he made a garland of all the charitra of all the devotees of Krishna, and he wore the garland to Krishna. That means, this is a very poetic statement. He made those flowers in the form of the charitra of the Vaishnavas, and he made a garland called Bhaktamala, and that he wore Krishna because he had that pain that I actually separated the great devotees, friends of Krishna, from Krishna. So let me unite them back with Krishna. Let me give the pleasure to Krishna by uniting him with his devotees rather than doing that sinful activity of separating him from his devotees. So in an poetic attempt, he united all the great souls of all the sampradayas with Krishna in the form of these life stories. That one thing I forgot to mention to you. Hare Krishna. So with these few words, I will take your leave. Happy meditation on Krishna's pastimes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.